I see what you mean. All right, so I think I see here that there's modifying the electron gun, and I know that eventually you came to develop what's called the Pierce gun. Was that here, or did this come later?
That was a part of the heritage of the unsuccessful work on deflection tubes.
Mm-hmm.
You have a high transconduction of deflection tubes. I needed to... it was one thing. Electron beams in those days usually occurred in amounts considerably less than a milliampere, a few hundred, tens or hundreds of microamperes, and in cathode ray tubes, high voltage things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was trying to get currents of several milliamperes at voltages of a couple of hundred volts,
mm-hmm.
or 300 volts. And that was difficult. And the story of the Pierce gun is this.
Did you want another sheet?
There, yes. You see, it has to do with the space charge, which tends to push the electron beam apart and make it difficult to calculate anything. But there were several solutions of that others had done of electron flow in parallel lines between infinite parallel cathode and anode, and electron flow in between concentric spherical shells.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, in or out. And
but in three dimensions, right? It's radiating
this,
out in
this
each dimension.
Is now in three dimensions, yes. There was also two-dimensional flow, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, well, we've got a known electron flow, but it's no good because it's coming from 360 degrees around, you see, from every direction into the center. But couldn't we have this flow in a conical form? And the problem was here the equations are Laplace's equations with charge.
Mm-hmm.
Here you don't have any charge. It's now wait just a minute. Well, anyway, I'm misnaming things someplace. Anyway, here you have space charge and a known flow in straight lines, and associated with which is a known variation of voltage versus distance, or potential of distance. Well, out here you have the equations which govern electric fields in the absence of space charge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can we have a solution of these chargeless equations that will match the solution of the equations with charge along a conical boundary?